Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Up the floor, Milks. Milks just about got his pocket picked by Williams. Finds Stroh in the left-hand corner. Back to Reinertsen on the left elbow. He's doubled. Jump pass back out top. Milks. Milks for three. It's good. Assist Reinertsen. Milks hits the three.
The conference tournament begins on Monday, and these teams are looking for momentum as they approach next week. It's the Stars and Buffaloes coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Jeff Abel and Craig Eckert live from Gibbon right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening from Gibbon. It is Kearney Catholic and Gibbon, a couple of familiar foes. Again, one another in girls basketball leading off a doubleheader tonight. Craig Eckert along with Jeff Babel. The both teams have one more game, that is after this one, before they adjourn for their Loup Platte Conference tournament. Gibbon is 2-14. Kearney Catholic, with another outstanding year, is 17-0. That's why they play the game. You don't know. So it looks to be a challenge, big challenge for the Lady Buffs tonight from Gibbon. We'll be back with more on the New Tech pregame show right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Craig Eckert, Jeff Babel. The New Tech pregame show is brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your needs. Proud to sponsor area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Love you guys. Thanks for sponsoring the pregame again this year. As we're darn near done with the regular season here, heading to conference tournaments, let's set the starting lineups courtesy of Five Points Bank. Tonight's starting lineup, better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First of all, for the visiting Stars of Kearney Catholic, a perfect 17-0 run on the year so far. They'll be starting Shayla Connor. She's a 5'7 senior. Allie Prasoski is a 5'5 junior. Whitney Colling, 5'5 junior. Maddie Squires, a sophomore, is 5'8. And Kayla Shundoff, another sophomore, stands 5'8. You're starting five for the Kearney Lady Stars tonight. The Gibbon girls basketball team, the Lady Buffs, will be led by Hannah Cutterback. She's 5'9 and a senior. Harley Brown, 5'7. And a senior. Emma Van Meter, 5'6", and a senior. Faith Tracy is 5'7", and a sophomore. And Michaela Walker, 5'6", and a junior. Teams are finishing their pregame shoot-arounds. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this on 1460 ESPN and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
Craig Ecker back at Gibbon High School. The teams getting their final shots in on the game warm-ups. We're about 3.5 minutes away from tipping this thing off. They're going to do on-court introductions. We already gave you the 5 points bank starting lineup. Jeff Babel alongside the Knight. When you're as challenged record-wise on the season as you are if you're Gibbon, and facing a 17-0 team in Kearney Catholic, what's your mental outlook coming in?
Well, sometimes it's tough to get up for these kind of games, Craig, and in a situation we're given. I think you try to just break the game into four quarters, try to win the first, try to win the second, try to win the third, try to win the fourth. Because, you know, and you don't want to go in saying, you know, obviously this will be a loss, but going in against Kearney Catholic, 17-0, state championship quality team, that might be pretty tough. If you're Kearney Catholic, you know, you're going to have about three lines of five, your first team, your second team, and your third team. This is a kind of game where you can build depth for that conference tournament that's coming up next week. Kearney Catholic will be the one seed given. They'll be the 10 seed in that one, so they'll have a more formidable opponent in that one. And then you can try to build some, try to build a winning streak coming off this game, because there's more than just a win-loss game in this one. This is where you can get a lot of your depth going. Teaching and coaching goes a lot in these games, especially for this team. This Gibbon team is really young. And this Kearney Catholic team is really, really experienced. So you'll see Coach Petrie maybe, coach harder in this game than he would any other game because, you know, his kids might not be as focused as they should. So you never know. That's why you play the game. The Gibbon could pull the upset, but I think there might be games within the game tonight in this girls' contest.
A couple of seniors starting for Rick Petrie's Lady Stars and two juniors and one sophomore. And so he's got a nice mix there coming in. Gibbon will be losing at least three of their starters. Cutterback, Van Meter, and Harley Brown are all 12th graders coming out of this season. Each team, as I said, has one more game, this one tonight, before they enter their Loup Platte conference tournaments. Then it's sub-districts and districts, and away we go to state. Who goes? Well, that's why we're here. We're going to take a 90-second timeout back with tonight's tip-off. After this, you're listening to Girls Basketball on 1460 AM, Central Nebraska's ESPN, and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska-Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska-Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
All right, on-court introductions wrapping up. Here's what else we have tonight on Platte River Radio. We're at Gibbon for Gibbon Kearney Catholic. Craig Eckert along with Jeff Babel. Jeff, what else we have?
Yeah, over on our sister station, Platte gets 98.9, Centura St. Paul medal, also Loop Pack Conference game there. Pregame started around the same time we did. Doug will have that call, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, 7:45 for the boys' game. And over on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, the Patriots of Adams Central take on the Tigers of Hastings High. That'll be at Hastings High, 7 o'clock tip-off for that one, 6:45 pregame for that one. Those are our scheduled games. All these games, of course, can be heard at PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web as well. So looks like we're done with the New Tech Seed pregame show. About ready to tip it off, Greg.
All right. Yeah, if you don't have that drilled down, you got relatives a distance away, tell them to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Click on the game listed, and they can get it virtually anywhere. All right. Squires jumps for Kearney Catholic against Cutterback, controlled by the Stars over on the left wing, firing deep and off the rim, no good, with Shayla Cotter, and is cleared away by Gibbon. Gibbon fight down court, losing the ball under the basket was Cutterback, and it is saved by Gibbon saved it. And so the Lady Buffs will get it back. 7:40 to go, first period, just underway, no score. Key in pass from the baseline, goes deep in the backcourt to Van Meter. Van Meter is covered quickly by Colley. Goes over on the left side now. Michaela Walker. And a whistle blows. We'll start over. Gibbon gets the ball in from the baseline. Movement, finally bounce pass in, taken by Cutterback. She's tied up there as they sag in on her, feeding down into the paint and going for the layup. In and out, no good. That was Harley Brown. And the rebound is fought for. Whistle blows, and we'll see who they give the ball to.
Looked like Shundoff came away with a rebound, but her arm was on the baseline, so Gibbon will retain possession.
All right, Brown puts the ball in play to Cutterback again. Back to Brown. Bounce pass out outside the three-point line and over again to Brown. Brown works it near the top of the key. Ball is taken away on an errant pass by Connor. Connor brings it down outside. Now cross-court pass Over to Prasowski. She fires just to the side of the circle. In and out, no good. Cleared by Cutterback. And Gibbon takes the ball down court on the dribble, loses it, back over. It goes to Connor. Connor leaves it off for Prasowski. Shoots top of the key, in and out, no good. Follow shot is good. Nice follow there by Kayla Shundoff, and she's got the first two points of this basketball game with 6:25 to go in the first. 2-0, Kearney Catholic on top of Gibbon.
Yeah, deep three there. Nice job by Shundoff following the shot, getting it off the glass. 2 points, 2-0 lead for Kearney Catholic.
Ball is fought for by Gibbon, is having trouble controlling on their end of the court. Shot is up, in and out, no good by Van Mater. And bringing it down is Connor. Connor goes top of the key, holds up, goes over to her left to Squires. Holding high, Squires gets it back, back over to Prasowski. Prasowski between the circles now, feeds down under, almost losing it out of bounds is Colling, or Shundoff rather. Now they get over to the left corner, shot is up and good. Taken from the corner, Whitney Colling gets 2 points and it's 4-0 Stars on top. Now they go into full court pressure, a familiar sight, especially this time of year for Stars fans, as the Lady Stars have excelled at that full court press and forcing the turnovers on their opponents, getting set for tournament time when that will be very, very important. It's been a double-edged sword for Kearney Catholic in future, depending on the kind of referees you get at state, whether or not that is going to force a lot of foul calls or a lot of turnovers. Cutterback puts it up, and it is good. And the Buffs are on the board. 4-2, they trail Kearney Catholic. Prasowski brings it down. Goes over to Colling does, and brings it over to Prasowski. Travel call against Gibbon. And they'll face that Kearney Star pressure. Cutterback gets it across half court. Switch hand dribble now. Goes into the paint, lays it up, and it's a little too strong. No. And the rebound is brought down by Shundoff. Ball goes out of bounds on a foul there by
Faith Tracy. It was a nice job of Cutterback just splitting that Kearney Catholic pressure, the pressure we talked about not too long ago. Got to the hoop, just couldn't get the ball to fall in, so tough luck there for the Buffs.
Colling over to Prasowski. Back over now to Connor. Into the corner, they get it to Prasowski. Her shot is no good. No follow there, but they retain possession. Stars set it up again with Prasowski outside the circle. Now into the left corner, put up a long, high shot. Colling, it falls, but it is not going to count. Points are good.
Yeah, a chance for the rare four-point play. Connor was just in the baseline, shot it up, was hipped there, and got the foul.
Connor gets two, and chance for another. 7-2, Stars on top, 8-2. Gibbon faces full court pressure as the Stars come after him again. Going all the way down, a charge is called against Harley Brown. Third team foul on Gibbon, trailing 8-2. 4.5 to go in the first period. Boys game to follow here on 1460 AM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Whitney Colling brings it down, goes over to Connor. They have to go high post to Shundoff and then back out to Prasowski. Now to Connor and in the corner to Shundoff again. Now they'll work to the outside. Cross court to the right, Prasowski. Now the other way, under the basket from the baseline. Shot is up by Colling and she's got two more. 10-2, the Stars by 8. And they stay in that full court press. Brown brings it down. She gets it over to Cutterback. Breaks the half-court mark. And over in the left wing to Kayla Walker. Michaela Walker. Brown. Walker from three. No. Rebound is taken by Kayla Shundoff. Clears it away. And coming down and being fouled in the lane is Maddie Squires. Maddie Squires will go to the line for a two-point attempt. Her team, 17-0 on the year, is up by eight right now in this young ball game, last before the conference tournaments. And that shot is good for Maddie. And it's 11-2. A lot of subs coming in now. Anna Squires comes in for the Lady Stars. Michelle Meskbarger comes in. As well as Ottman for Gibbon. Second shot is good. It's 12-2.
That defensive pressure there, Craig, caused another jump ball situation. The double team there for Gibbon. Gibbon was able to break the press. Meskbarger forced the jump ball.
Go deep in on the baseline key and pass. They break the pressure, coming down one on two, and having to back away is Walker. She gets it out, though, to Brown, who pops from the free throw line and got it. And try that again, Emma Van Meter. And that's two for her, and it's 12-4. 3:14 to go first. And coming down court is Meskbarger for the Lady Stars. Anna Squires has it. She gets it back over to Meskbarger. Pops from a long distance, but it's no good. Rebound cleared away by Kearney Catholic over in the corner. The shot is up and good by Kylie Thiel. Or Teal, I should say. I'm sorry. 15-4. 2:43 to go in the first period. Ball fought for underneath the basket. Kearney Catholic has it. Top of the key. Shot again, this time by Teal again. It's no good. And Walker will put the ball in play. Stars stay in full court pressure. Frustrating to say the least for the Pullman when they pull it away like they just did again. Morgan Stute got the takeaway. And a timeout is going to be called by the Gibbon Buffaloes. They are down 17-4. Kearney Catholic by 13. Back in a minute here on 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
While we were away, Gibbon keyed the ball in, had the ball stolen away by Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic has it back again, but nothing doing on their last offensive attempt there. Still 17-4, 2:02 to go, first period. Shot is up, no good by Emma Van Meter. And Emma will go to the line first time tonight. She's got two from the field, two of the four. Sets, and it's good.
Quick score update over on KKPR, Doug, or Craig, 10-10, St. Paul and Centura tied after one.
Shot is good by Van Meter, and it is 17-5. She'll try to make it 6 and does not. Ball is cleared away by Kearney Catholic. Gibbon falls back into defense. Minute 55 on the clock, first period. Stars kick it back outside. Teal holds high on the right wing. Now they go into the corner. Colling has it. Now they go back out to Teal. Try to feed down low to Caitlin Love. And a three-pointer is taken and good for Kearney Catholic. 20-5 now. Again, relentless pressure. And despite a 15-point bulge, half of this is trying to win. Half of it is getting set for going deeper into the playoffs. Timeout. Let's take 30 here. 1460 AM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Given 20, Kearney Catholic 5.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Back in play, Gibbon facing that pressure now. Clock starts at 1:22. Losing the ball, then picking it up is Gibbon. They didn't get it across the half-court line. And now finally, Van Meter to Walker under the basket. She sinks it off the glass. And Michaela Walker has a couple. It is now 20-7. Stars back on offense. On the wing, Teal. High post, it goes to Squires. Then over in the corner, back to Squires at the post. Shot is up and good. And Maddie Squires has a total of 4. 2 from the line, 2 from the field now. 22-7 in favor of Kearney Catholic. 50 seconds to go in the first period. 4 team fouls on Gibbon, 2 on Kearney Catholic. Key the ball in, full court pressure. Almost lose it, cut it back. Saves it. Van Meter gets it back now. Goes across half court. Gets a little screen there from Cutterback. Now we're to Walker trying to feed Cutterback under the basket. Goes out of bounds.
8th turnover so far for Gibbon. That Kearney Catholic full court pressure really doing, making Gibbon force their passes more than they want to. 8 turnovers so far, Craig.
Well, at some level, it's tough, and at some level, it's just downright maddening if you're going up against it.
Yeah, it's been relentless. That's the way Coach Petrie likes to do it. They like to trap in the corners and use that baseline as almost a third defender. Kearney Catholic's been doing it for so long, and they're doing it really well tonight.
A few years back, they got the wrong set of refs down at State, and they got called on a lot of fouls that maybe someone thought was questionable, and that cost them on a perfect season a few years back down in Lincoln at Pershing. I remember that. High post, turnaround shot, no good, taken by Anna Squires. Follow shot is no good. Messbarger there, we've got a whistle and a foul as Messbarger was shooting. She'll go to the line for 2.
At the line, number 11,
22-7.
Yep, foul was on Maddie Hyde there, just her first so far in this game.
17.7 seconds on the Gibbon scoreboard clock. First shot is good. 23-7 now. Kearney Catholic patting that lead. And then the second shot is also through. 24-7. There's that press again. Not quite as intense this time as they fall back. Van Meter does a nice job of getting across half court. Pulls up at the top of the key. Larissa Tomlinson is in now. She loses the ball. Anna Squires has it over on the right wing. Shot is up and no good by Morgan Stute. And that is the end of one period of play. And what a period it was for Kearney Catholic, scoring 24 to Gibbon 7. Back with the second quarter after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
Holly Brown puts the ball in play for Gibbon to Van Meter. Back to Brown inside the timeline. Now comes back out near the midcourt circle. Feeds top of the key, cutterback. Cutterback to the left wing and trying to fight into the paint. Ball is batted around and taken away by the Kearney Catholic Stars. Down court, Mackenzie Smith now into the ball game, wearing a right leg brace on the knee. Ball being worked around the perimeter, right corner. Bach flips it out front to Teal. And into the left corner, a long shot taken by Strait, but it's no good. Cleared away by Gibbon. Harley Brown brings it, a long pass attempted to get it to Walker. She almost went in the backcourt, but saved it. Got it over to Van Meter again. Van Meter trying to find Walker in the corner. Now they try to feed Brown underneath, and she bounces it to Faith Tracy. She's fouled. And she'll go to the line.
Nice job there by Gibbon, running their offense, waiting for that extra pass. Finally, Faith Tracy opened down low, got the foul, heading to the line.
Third team foul on Kearney Catholic. They pay for it. Faith Tracy cans that one, and it's 24-8. Second shot by Faith is no good. Cleared away, though, by Gibbon. Walker. Back between the circles, goes back over to Brown. Brown brings it way outside. Van Meter tries to come over and help her out. Right corner, ball is knocked out of bounds. Cut it back, touched it last, and the Stars will keep control. They'll put the ball in play from the end line. Bach has it, goes over, and they try to find the shot in the corner. Nothing there by Strait. Now they kick it back out to Bach, and her shot is no good. Gibbon clears it away, and then down court lose the dribble. Ball goes out of bounds, but the Lady Buffs will retain possession as it was touched by one of the Stars going out of bounds. Walker has the key in pass. Back to Brown. Brown works it around near midcourt. All the way around, she's being pressured. Then she gets it to Van Meter, tries three. She's got it. Emma Van Meter has 6 points tonight, six of the 11 for the Lady Buffs. Kearney Catholic on the wing. It goes to Morgan Teal again. Back out, and her shot for three is good. And she has the 6th, and 7th points. That's her third three of the evening, 27 to 11. Teal on that. Gibbon being harassed on offense. Massive substitutes coming back in now for Kearney Catholic as the starting five re-enter. Connor is back in. Kosowski, Colling, Squires, and Shundoff.
Teal doing a nice job just sitting there waiting for a shot, getting open looks at three. Made three of them so far, and then Gibbon with their 12th turnover of the game.
Kosowski on the wing. Gets back to Colling, then back to Kosowski. They go high post and kick it out to Connor near top of the key. Shot is open on the right wing. Rolls off to Lip Colling. Kearney Catholic retained possession. Dribble around by Prasoski. Her shot is up and no good, but a whistle blows. Out front 27-11. Kearney Catholic will go to the line again. No, they won't either. Fifth team foul, but they'll put the ball in play from the end line. It goes to Shundoff. Shundoff's shot is up and off the glass. No good. Follow by Squires. No good, but she is fouled going for the shot, and so she'll go to the line for two. 5:09 to go till halftime. 27-11. Stars on top of the Lady Buffs. First shot, a little too light. Doinks up the beginning of the front end of the rim. And second shot, though, is a swisher. And she has 5 points. 28-11. That was Squires. Stars steal it away on an errant pass. Coming back the other way. Colling has it. Or I should say Shayla Connor had it. Now Gibbons steal it with Walker coming down court. And she is fouled by Prusoski.
Yeah, giving Carney Catholic additional miss and getting a turnover there. Nice job driving to the basket, getting the foul on Prusoski. Prusoski's first foul of the game.
At the line is Walker, and she sinks the first one. Michaela Walker has 3 points, a couple from the field and one from the line. 28-12, second shot is good. Well, one thing you do when you're trying to go against the 17-0 team, and that is get the ones you can from the free throw line. They've done a pretty good job of that tonight. 28-13, given trails, Kearney Catholic with 4:43 to go in the first half. Prusoski has it between the circles, looks one way, and then goes to her left to Colling. On the wing, cross-court pass back over to Connor. She feeds underneath, hook shot, he's up and good. Taken by Maddie Squires.
Beautiful move there by Squires. Just doing a quick spin move up and under. Left-hand skyhook, good for Squires.
Pressure almost. Now there he goes. Got a turnover. That time reaching in was Whitney Colling and loses the ball out of bounds, but Gibbon tried to save it, and it went out of bounds anyhow, so Kearney Catholic will get the key and pass from the far side. Prusoski has it, top of the key. Now they feed a high post, go down to the baseline, bounces once, trying to feed Squires again, loses the ball, and Van Meter brings it down court, goes out of bounds, and I think that's going to go back to Gibbon, won't it? Yes.
Yeah, a good hustle there by Shayla Connor trying to dive for that loose ball, Craig, but just ran out of real estate, ball went off of her, so Gibbon retains possession here on the far baseline.
So it's 30-13 with just under four to go in the first half. Brown bounce pass into Van Meter, and it hits the line. It'll turn it back over to Kearney Catholic.
15th turnover so far for the Buffaloes. Kearney Catholic really capitalizing on those possessions. That's the difference, the 17-point ball difference in this game.
So Connor leaves it off for Colling. Over to Prusoski, and then into the corner, back out on the wing to Prusoski. Cross-court pass. Didn't have a shot. Colling goes into the corner. Now they feed down under. And a shot taken by Shundoff is no good. Cleared away by Gibbon. Break the press. Here comes Brown across half court. Still has it. Bounce pass into the lane to cut it back. Loses that, but Brown picks it up. Van Meter has it at the top of the key. She's cut off. Goes back out. And the shot by Brown is long. No good. Follow shot by Cutterback is not there. And it remains 30-13 with 3:14 to go until halftime. Now Kearney Catholic comes down, pulling up at the line. And firing errantly is Maddie Squires. Ball goes out of bounds, and Gibbon will get it back. Gibbon will send back into the ball game. Nisha Altman. She played a little bit in the first half. Now she tries to pass it to Walker. The ball is stolen away by Shundoff. And a reach-in foul. In the bonus category, though, go to the line now. That is the eighth team foul on Kearney Catholic. And now there is a bunch of substitutes ready to come back in for Kearney Catholic. Squires comes back in, and Stute comes back in. Messbarger returns to the lineup. Teal returns to the lineup. And at the line is Shundoff. Her shot is good. And Kayla Shundoff is perfect from the free throw line at 1-for-1. Get the bonus on that. 31-13, 2:58 to go in the first half. Little bounce. Nope. Second shot is no good. And another foul is called. 16 foul on Kearney Catholic. And so on that second bonus attempt, no good, but Gibbon will benefit from the foul. Key the ball in, down court. It goes to Walker on the wing. They go out between the circles, now to Van Meter on the right side. Brown, now to Walker, tries three, does not have it. Altman tries to clear it away. It's taken away by Kearney Catholic's Messbarger. Outlet pass, down court. Squires holds up, right side, Teal. Now go into the corner, shot from the left corner, Messbarger, nothing doing. Tie up under the basket. And alternating possessions will put it in the hands of the Lady Buffs.
Jeff Ball, possession.
I'm wrong. I had a 50-50 chance here. Wrong. Looked at the wrong light. Kearney Catholic will put the ball in play. 2-2-2 on the second period clock. Shot from the corner is good. Whitney Colling makes it 34-13. Kearney Catholic falling back a bit out of that pressure. Then they sag in and double team Brown. Brown takes it all the way down herself and knocks Caitlin Long over. And that'll be a foul on Long. Sending Harley Brown to the line. And her shot is a little long. No good. Score remains 34-13.
Quick update over on Classic Hits 98.9 at the half. Centura on top of St. Paul 19-18 in a Luplat Conference matchup.
Second shot, no good. So we enter the final 2 minutes of the first period now as the Stars take down that rebound, and Kylie Teal has it, goes into the corner, back out to Teal now, top of the key. Over on the right side, Anna Squires. Now they go deep, and a shot is up by Long, and blocked. There's a tie up under the basket. This time it will go to Gibbon.
Nice ball movement by Kearney Catholic. Squires on that left wing, getting it in low, just wasn't able to finish. And another tie up, Gibbon will take this one.
Rochelle Danielson comes in for Gibbon now. She puts the ball in from the end line. Tomlinson is still in the ball game. Van Meter down. They sag in on her and double team her in the rear court, forcing a tie up. Kearney Catholic should get that one back. And they do. Kylie Teal will put the ball in play from in front of the Gibbon bench, and she goes to Messbarger. Messbarger at the top of the key, now leaves it off again for Teal. Back over, and the ball is batted away and fought for. Kearney Catholic is not able to get there. We'll see who touched it last. In the opinion of the referee, it was Gibbon.
Kearney Catholic, it looked like the Kearney Catholic star touched it right before it hit the baseline. So maybe she let that go. Gibbon would have, or Kearney Catholic would have retained it, but Gibbon gets the turnover there.
The reason I waited so long there, it's good. It was a long roll on the court before they went out of bounds. Walker has it now. Over to Van Meter. Stops, has a thought at the three-point line, and then double dribbles. Turns it back over to Kearney Catholic. Minute 12 to go. Kearney Catholic in control here, 34-13. Ball comes into Messbarger from Teal. Messbarger top of the key. Goes over to Stute. Stute to Teal. Now they go right side. Messbarger has it. Tries to feed underneath. Batted out of bounds. Gibbon touched it last. The Stars will have a chance to set it up again. Just under a minute to go. Key in pass. Kearney Catholic. Shot from three. Good by Teal. Girl is on fire. Where have I heard that before? 37-13.
4 3-pointer for her. 12 points on the ballgame, all via the three-point line.
And we've got a quick timeout taken by Gibbon. I think we'll just keep it right here. It's 57 seconds until halftime. I guess we have, let's take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in a half a minute. You're listening to Kearney Catholic and Gibbon basketball. The Stars out front, 37-13 on ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
.9 seconds to go is given. We'll key the ball in. That is until halftime. Walker to Van Meter. Van Meter is being harassed by a couple of stars. She breaks it and dribbles down nicely, but has her shot blocked, or at least put off course. Ball is on the ground, tie up, and we'll have a jump. And it'll go to the Stars. 27 seconds to go till halftime. 37-13, Stars on top. Cross court, half court is Messbarger to Stute. Now Teal, Stute. And Anna Squires now top of the key, feed down under. Turnaround jumper. Caitlin Long has it. 2 points for Caitlin, and it's 39-13. Stars have been in that pressure all night long, but they've done it too deep. And so about half the fatigue you'd normally have if you had your starting five putting that pressure on for two quarters. That's it. That is the end of the first half of play with Kearney Catholic leading 39-13. We'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up in 2 minutes here on 1460 AM Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2013 Ford Taurus Limited. Low miles, has navigation, sunroof, heated front seats. 2011 Ford Fusion SEL 4-door V6 has sunroof and leather, heated front seats with low miles. 2010 Nissan Altima SL has sunroof and leather. 2011 Ford Edge Limited, all-wheel drive, low miles, navigation, Vista roof, leather. All have had multi-point inspection and are ready to sell fast. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
17-0, Kearney Catholic is on top of Gibbon, 39-13. They pressed and pressed and pressed. I'm talking full court defensive pressure all the first half. You wouldn't normally do that to a single starting five. But Rick Petrie is at least two deep.
Yeah, and they've, with that defensive pressure, Craig, they've forced 16 Gibbon turnovers, and Gibbon, when they didn't force those turnovers, they really seemed to force Gibbon into making a difficult pass, taking a bad shot, not really running their offense. So although 16 turnovers might seem like a lot, I think they forced bad shots as well, those sort of those hurried possessions probably near 30 possessions there for Gibbons. So good job on that Rick Petrie full court press there for the Stars.
What I started to say was when you got at least two deep, argument could be made two and a half. You're fresh, even though you're pressuring that whole time. Watching some Big Ten basketball the other night, I think it was the Ohio State-Nebraska game, and maybe it was a Penn State-Nebraska game, but they actually were resting their guys as they fell back on defense. No such luck for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars here as far as easing off on defense, but they changed full out twice.
Oh, yeah.
And as I said, that's just the way Kearney Catholic does business.
I wouldn't be surprised to see maybe even in this third quarter them just start rolling three lines, because you can dress 15. You get a lot of those 11 through 15 girls. See, get them working on that press so that they can work on that when they become older and get those varsity minutes.
Well, and you get into that situation that many coaches in many different sports who have a great season going, and that is, how long do you go with your starters? Mm-hmm. Or perhaps the opposite question is,
how hard do you go?
How hard do you go with them? And you don't want to take them out too soon, so they lose their edge, I guess, is my point. And going into the conference tournaments, the conference tournaments don't mean that much. I mean, you know, you're going to come out of there with playoff points and whatnot, but when you get right down to it, you get your district seedings and sub-district seedings and whatnot, and that's going to determine how deep you go into the end of the total state tournament.
Well, with this new 40-point rule, they got the, when you're up by more than 40, the continuous clock will happen. So I think that'll be the magic number for Coach Petrie. He'll monitor that. If they get to 40, he'll start probably playing his second and third teams more than he does his starting five. And get back to those power points, when the game's not really in doubt like it is now, you know, Kearney Catholic, they'll work on their depth. They're second right now in the state power points behind Minden at number one. So some of these games, Kearney Catholic, they can't afford to slip up, because that could affect their seeding at state, because it's almost a foregone conclusion that Minden and Kearney Catholic will probably get either the district championship or the wild card. So these games are important, not only to build the depth, but you don't want to lose up, because sometimes getting that bracket draw, you want to be opposite of Minden once you get to the state tournament if you're Kearney Catholic.
This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously. And we take it from your home, your farm, your business, and remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Let's take a couple of minutes here. Time out. We'll be back with a recap of our individual stats right after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
And Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Craig Eckert along with Jeff Babel witnessing a 39-13 Kearney Catholic lead here in this, the last game of the regular season before they go into the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Tighter ball game going on between Centura and St. Paul. Was that still about a one-point game?
Yeah, that, last report at half we had was 19-18. That's probably mid-third by now, but we don't have an update in that one quite yet.
All right, let's take over some stats here, Jeff.
Yeah, Kearney Catholic kind of forced the tempo there, got a lot of turnovers. They were led in scoring by Kylie Teal with 12 points. She had 4 three-pointers in that quarter. Whitney Calling had 10 as well as Maddie Squires with 5, Anna Squires with 4, and then 2-point buckets for Michelle Musburger, Kayla Shundoff, Caitlin Long, and Morgan Studi. So add those all up, that's 39 for the Stars. They Musburger was perfect 2-for-2 from the line. Looks like Whitney Calling it went to the line, missed one. Maddie Squires was 3-of-4 from the line, and Shundoff was 0-of-2. They shot 6-of-18, so 33% from three-point line, 5-of-9 from the free throw line. Leading rebounder was Shundoff. She grabbed 4. Gibbon was led in scoring by a couple players, Michaela Walker and Emma Van Meter. They had 4 apiece, 2-point buckets for Hannah Cuddeback and Harley Brown, and then a point from Faith Tracy. They turned the ball over 16 times. That seemed to be the stat for them. Finished 1-of-4 from three-point line and 4-of-6 from the free throw line.
Been the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Don't let trash take up all your time. Let Ravenna Sanitation take it for you. They take trash seriously, serving all of Buffalo County. Back in play now. Buffaloes have it, trailing 39-13. Ball is batted out of bounds, but Gibbon will retain possession. And it's going to be Brown keying the ball in from the near sideline. Gets it over to Walker, tries to feed Cuddeback off the shoe of Allie Prasoski. And Brown will take it in from the baseline. Bounce pass to Cuddeback. She can't go anywhere. Gets it back to Brown. Puts it up at the rack. Good. And Harley Brown gets the first 2 points of the second half. And it's 39-15 with 7:37 to go in the third period of play. Taking it all away and putting up a hook shot. Squires, no good. Rebound fought for. And it's still a free ball. Gibbon is going to get the call. Stars fall back. And Emma Van Meter will bring it down. Yes, there's no full court pressure right now. As Gibbon clears it down, baseline, and the drive is taken away, broken up by Kearney Catholic by Brown. And now Prasoski will go the other way. Cross half court. She goes right side into the paint, puts it up, and it's a little long, no good. Cleared away by Cuddeback. Gets it out to Van Meter. Van Meter takes it down herself near the timeline. Goes over to Brown. Now right wing to Walker. Walker trying to find a cutter under the basket. It's Brown up and good.
Nice job there by Brown cutting the basket wide open underneath. Easy layup. Coach Rick Petrie hates to see that. Calls the early timeout here.
4 points to nothing in the second half in favor of Gibbon. So with 6:44 to go in the third, it's 39-17. Kearney Catholic did not exhibit any full court pressure in those two possessions by Gibbon they may pay for that.
Yeah, they're
turn the pressure back on again.
They're so used to it. They weren't really in their normal defensive set, and so they probably were confused as to what to do in the half-court setting. Rick Petrie maybe called a timeout to tell them we're going to start doing that again or just maybe tried to wake the girls up.
So it's 39-17 after that quick timeout by Rick Petrie. His Lady Stars leading the Lady Buffaloes 39-17 now, and they will be taking the ball down, facing a 2-3 zone as they come down. Stars over on the right side, goes to Connor. Now they feed into the corner, holding high over there is Shundoff. Shundoff back out, an errant pass is saved nicely by Colling. And the ball goes out of bounds as they try to feed down under the basket. Last touch by Gibbon. The Stars will put the ball in play with Whitney Colling calling the signals. Goes deep, back out, shot up, and it's good. Taken by Maddie Squires. She gets the first two of the second half for the Lady Stars. It's 41-17.
Nice set play there. Maddie Squires just waiting at the corner of the elbow. Perfect inbounds play. She nails it for the two.
Van Meter to Brown on the wing. Tries to feed into the paint to cut it back. Loses the ball. Taken away by Prasowski. Goes back down the other way. Stops. Bounce pass into the lane. Hook shot attempt. No good. Squires had her shot misdirected by one of the Gibbon players, and they clear it away. No harm done that time. 5:45 to go in the third. Now some intense half-court pressure put on. Walker has it on the left side, gets it out to Van Meter. Thought she had a shot. That closed up real quick to Walker. Now they go into the right side. Altman has it, and she tries to drive the baseline. That's Tracy Faith, I'm sorry, had it, and tried to drive the baseline. Ball was knocked out of bounds, and Gibbon will retain possession with Brown putting the ball in play to cut it back. Cut it back now. Goes into the paint herself. Puts it up a little strong. In and out, no good. And down court all the way with a layup. Good is Whitney Cowling. So what could have been a two turned, that was a four-point turnaround there in favor of Kearney Catholic. Now out front, 43-17, Browning. To cut it back, shot is up from about 10, and it's good. And it's 43-19. Connor has the shot, outside three, no. Cleared away by Kearney Catholic, ball gets over to Prasowski. She puts it up, it's good. And that's a three, 46 points now for Kearney Catholic with 4:45 to go in the third period. Brown has the ball batted away. Last touched by Kearney Catholic, and so Gibbon will retain possession. Now here comes, again, massive substitutes. Long is back into the ball game. Stoot is back in there. Messbarger is back in. Teal is back in. And did I say Long? Long is back in as well.
Kalen Long would be the fifth there. Gibbon with another turnover there. It looks like it's their 18th turnover so far of the game. Kearney Catholic forcing that one. 4:30-9 to go in this one. Kearney Catholic inbounds it here on the
defense. Messbarger has it across half court. Gets it over on the right side to Stoot. Stoot to Connor. Connor can't get into the paint. Puts it back out. Teal for three. She misses that one. Retained by Kearney Catholic, though. Now they go. The high post, turnaround shot, no good. And it's fought for. They're going to call a jump ball on that.
It looks like they're going to say that the Kearney Catholic was actually stepped out of bounds, so no jump ball there. Possession arrow will stay with Kearney Catholic next possession.
All right. Gibbon has it between the circle. Van Meter to Brown on the wing. Holding high, looking for something to happen. Now finally coming out to help her is Altman. Altman now kicks it back to Walker. Three, top of the key, no. Ball is loose, goes out of bounds. Kearney Catholic will keep it. Teal will put the ball in play from the right corner. Messbarger awaits the inbound pass. Gibbon falls back in the 2-3. Three strong under the basket. Bounce pass into the paint. And going up for the shot. They have blocked it. I think foul was Anna Squires. And Squires should go to the line for a couple. First foul of the second half, and it's on Gibbon. Altman with the foul, her second. Shot is good, first shot good by Squires. And the second shot is good. 47-19. Van Meter brings it down for Gibbon. Cut off at the paint, kicks it back out to Brown. Brown works it to her left, loses the dribble, goes out of bounds. They'll keep it. Knocked out by Kearney Catholic.
Quick update over at Classic Hits 98-9. 25-23 Centura on top of St. Paul at the end of three. Close one over there.
Brown puts the ball in play. Ball is stolen away. By Stoot, layup, good. Morgan Stute with two. And it's 49-19 and a 30-point lead now for Kearney Catholic. Brown, right side of the paint, kicks it out. Goes over in the corner. It goes to Faith Tracy. Now back out to Van Meter at the top of the key. Altman on the wing left side. Brown near the baseline. Cut off now. Tries to get it into the corner. Intended for Tracy Faith. And it goes out of bounds. Touched by Kearney Catholic. Gibbon retains possession on this one. Van Meter takes the inbound pass. Puts it up. And it's no good. Kearney Catholic clears. Free layup. Good. Messbarger takes the outlet pass and makes him pay, 52-19. 2:45 to go in the third. Brown goes right side, reaching in and knocking the ball out of bounds as Morgan Stute again. Maddie Hyde is into the ball game. And Tracy Faith comes out.
Like,
try that again. Faith Tracy comes out. I wrote that name backwards. That's by my fault all night. Brown in the right corner to Van Meter at the free throw line now. She's tied up, finally pulls it away, gets it to Walker. Back to Van Meter near the circles. Now on the right wing, it goes to Brown holding high. Find Van Meter under the basket, tries to drive the baseline. Got no shot, goes through the other side. Out to Cutterback. Her shot is good. Hannah Cutterback has 4 points, and it's 52-21. 2:04 to go third. Kearney Catholic out front by that huge margin. Feeding down underneath, Squires puts it up, and it's a little strong, but she's fouled as she goes up for the shot. And she'll go to the line for a couple. Anna Squires is perfect from the free throw line tonight. Just coming off a twofer. 1:58 to go in the third. Now she's 3 for 3. Second one is no good. And she's 3 out of 4. Downcourt pass, Cutterback waiting there under the basket. Can't get the ball up in time. But a whistle blows and I think they hit her as she was going up for the shot. And Cutterback is at the line now. Cutterback has 6 points on the evening. 2 field goals here in the second half. And her first shot from the line is good. Cutterback 5 points in the second half. And the second shot is a little long, no good. Gibbon gets the rebound, though, and then Brown immediately throws it right to Stute, and the Stars get it back. Squires brings it down. Stute over in the corner. Messbarger fakes the shot, then goes to the baseline, puts it up. No good. Ball is fought for, controlled by Kearney Catholic. Right corner now. Shot in and out, made by Stute again. Gibbon comes down with the rebound. Brown brings it down for the Lady Buffs. Goes to the right side. Walker's in the corner. Van Meter out front. Top of the key. Works left side. Cutterback. Baseline. Loses it out of bounds. Kearney Catholic's going to get the ball. 53-22. Minute 14 to go in the third. Kearney Catholic has led all the way.
21st turnover for Gibbon. Fifth of the second half.
I just really got scared. Scoreboard went dark for about 1 second.
Yeah, it looked like that Norse scoreboard turned off. It did that to us last time we were here, too.
Kearney Catholic keys the ball in play. Straight. With the key in pass. Now out. They're playing corners. High post. Kick it back out. Shot is up by Teal and another three. Kylie Teal makes it 56-22. As Gibbon brings it down and the ball goes out of bounds, Kearney Catholic's going to get it right back.
Yeah, the fifth three-pointer for Teal, Craig. That's 15 points all via the three-point line. Substitution for the Lady Buffaloes, number 10, Sarah Van Meter.
So here comes Kearney Catholic as Gibbon falls back into the 2-3. Clock fleeting down to 39 seconds to go in this third period. Bounce pass. Now they go into the paint. Kick it back out. Shot is up by Straight. It's no good. 3-second violation. And Kearney Catholic turns it back over. Here comes Gibbon. Danielson with the ball. Picked up by Straight. Double teamed over there, trying to find some help. Doesn't come. Here comes Kearney Catholic. 2-on-1. Shot is up and good. Morgan Stute with that one. And she's got 4 points in the second half. It's 58-22. Kearney Catholic with the lead. They intercept another pass. And at the buzzer, shot goes up by Teal. Kylie Teal doesn't get it that time. But she intercepted that pass and just took it straight away. Stopped at the three-point line. And as the buzzer came down, or it was sounded, her shot came down to no avail. And it's 58-22. Take a 30-second timeout here. Be back with the fourth quarter on ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Going to Bowling is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Walker puts up a prayer, but it is no good. A foul is called, though. And Walker will go to the line. Michaela Walker has had a good night. 4 points from the field, but she's been there. 58-22. Gibbon trailing with 7:46 to go in this one. Walker's first shot is good. And the second shot is no good. Gibbon, however, comes up with the rebound. Follow and shot up and good by Tracy Faith.
Yeah, nice job there by Faith. Getting the rebound, skying up, and getting the easy two.
58-25. Kearney Catholic in the corner. Shot off the lip. No good. Taken by Colling. Cleared away by Gibbon. Brown has the ball and the pass intended for cutback, stolen away by Kearney Catholic. Outlet pass by to Cowling, and she lays it up for two, taken away by Maddie Squires there on defense and got it down to Cowling. And it's 60-25. Brown is tied up by Cowling. Ball batted out of bounds, and so Gibbon will retain on this possession. Anna Squires comes in. Caitlin Long comes in. Shundoff and Connor will take the bench, maybe for the duration, 6 minutes to go, and this kind of lead. Into the corner, Walker puts one up for Gibbon, and it's no good. Cleared away and taken down by Squires, Maddie Squires. And now, bounce pass across to Prasoski. Layup is good, and it's 62-25. 6.5 to go. Brown, right side, Walker from the wing. Shot is off the lip, no good. And cleared away by Anna Squires. Leaves it off for Prusoski. Top of the key shot is good. They give her a three. And so 65-25, 30-point lead again, 40-point lead now. Yep. So we should be in a running clock situation now. This is similar, same thing, only different as the clock in football where it stops. But this one is not supposed to stop at all for whatever reason now with a 40-point bulge. And it's continuing as Kearney Catholic puts in some substitutes and Brown puts the ball in play to Walker from the far sideline. They feed cutback. Ball goes out of bounds. Saved by Kearney Catholic's Connor. Outlet down to Mackenzie Smith, who just entered the ball game again. Kick it back out. Sarah Oldfather fires for two on the right side. 5:17 to go. So Oldfather is in off the bench along with Mackenzie Smith for Kearney Catholic now as Rick Petrie is putting in some of the underclassmen for longer duration. 67-25. There's a timeout on the court. That would be the only occasion where we've got the running clock stopping here. We'll take 30 on 1460 AM Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com back in a half minute.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
10 seconds. I'm looking at the timeout clock. I got carried away. It's under 4 minutes, under 5.5 minutes to go in this ball game. 5:15 to go. As Given is trailing 67-25, and we have the running clock, a 40-point rule this year instituted by the NSAA. And Van Meter goes to the baseline, tries to put one up, but it's cut off by the Stars. And now the errant ball is pulled down by Mackenzie Smith. Connor has it. Goes to the baseline, kicks it back out. Shot put up by Bach, and it's no good. Ball on the rebound goes out of bounds. 67-25, 4:36 to go. Boys game to follow. That ought to be a little more competitive than this one. Van Meter on the wing is tied up now by some of the underclassmen who are learning that aggressive defense taught by Rick Petrie. Bach is in there. Oldfather is in there. Kayla Shundoff is back in now. And Shayla Connor has played the last several minutes, even though she is a starter. Given still with the ball. Van Meter to Brown just inside the timeline. Now works it around to her right between the circles, and a reach in by Bach. And the ball is out of bounds, and Given will retain possession.
Yeah, Given just working that perimeter, trying to make Kearney Catholic come out, force a turnover. Given got the ball knocked out of bounds. Substitution's now in for Kearney Catholic.
Kylie Teal is back into the ball game, as is Messbarger for Kearney Catholic. Given is sticking pretty much with the starting 5 to 7 young ladies that they had all night long. 3:11 to go on the moving clock, and now we'll get a whole bunch of new people for Given as they'll get a couple of minutes here, literally a couple of minutes of play from Coach Jim Rayburn. Messbarger for Kearney Catholic gets it over to Mackenzie Smith. On the right side, hemmed in the corner now. They kick it back out front. Connor has it at the free throw line over to Smith. Smith puts it up, no good. But Kearney Catholic comes down with the rebound. The follow shot by Teal is no good. And the rebound is fought for, goes out of bounds, and Gibbon will get it. 2:25 to go. 67-25 on the moving clock. Gibbon with a shot up by Danielson, but it's blocked as it goes up, and Kearney Catholic gets the ball again. Smith to the rack. No good. Back out front, right side. Connor puts it up. Good from the corner. It's two. And 69-25. Minute 55 to go, and someone called a timeout here. A short one by Rick Petrie, so that'll stop the clock at 69-25. Take a short break in between these games and be back with the boys' game here on 1460 AM. Kearney Catholic's boys team is 7-9 on the year. Gibbon is 10-4. So Gibbon certainly would be, based on record, favored in that, but it may be more competitive than this one.
Yeah, Kearney Catholic's boys have had a tough schedule. They've had a lot of their losses to Division I teams, a lot of good teams. Gibbon, this is a team that is supposed to have high expectations this year, too.
All right, time back in. Minute 48 to go. Turnover by Gibbon. Mackenzie Smith saves it for Kearney Catholic. Over on the left side to Straight. Now back across to Smith, or rather to back. Shot is no good. Kearney Catholic fights for the rebound. Straight has it now, and the shot is up for three. And Straight has a three-pointer, 72-25. Minute 10. Gibbon coming down on offense with Larissa Tomlinson tied up by Kearney Catholic. And they're going to give it to...
Should be Gibbon.
Gibbon. Nobody can give it once. Maria Rodriguez comes into the ball game now, and she keys the ball in straight, steals it away. Mackenzie Smith, layup, good. And it's 74-25. 34 seconds to go. Altman cut off at the baseline, puts it up though, good. And Nitra Altman scores, makes it 74-27. Kearney Catholic with the possession, perhaps the final possession of this one. Straight cross-court pass. They're going to run it out here, I think. Straight goes to the basket, puts it up, good. And she finishes with 5 points in the ball game. But Kearney Catholic finishes with a whole lot more than that, beating Gibbon 76-27. 76-27. And Rick Petrie and his Chargers climb to 18-0 on the year going into the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on the 3rd of February. At least that's when the tournament starts. I'm not sure every one of the games start on that date. But anyhow, the conference tournament action coming up next for both the Stars and the Lady Buffaloes. We'll take a timeout here. Be back with your Misco Sporting Goods post-game report right after this on 1460 AM Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another to Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to Gibbon. Following a schooling here by the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, 76-27 over the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. Postgame is brought to you by Misco's Sporting Goods, keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at the Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's now. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Well, a game that you end up with darn near a 50-point win, a 49-point margin for Kearney Catholic tonight. Jeff Babel alongside with, is that pen cooled down yet?
Yeah, they've got quite the workout there, not only between just pure numbers, but different scores for Kearney Catholic. I had them for, I think, everybody but two people or three people had found the scorebook. So Rick Petrie really uses depth to get the full court pressure going, as well as just get some experience. We saw there in the fourth quarter, seldom used players finally get some minutes and finally get on the scoreboard. That was nice to see as well.
Kearney Catholic led 24-7 at the end of one, 39-13 at half, 58-22 in the third period, and then, dare I say, it really pulled ahead in the fourth for the final 76-27. Only 5 points scored in the fourth period for Gibbon, and really only 9 points in the third period for the entire Gibbon team. So it was a rough night there, but it's rough facing that Kearney Catholic full court pressure, although they did lay off on it in the second half. By the time the second half comes around, many of the people who face that pressure are so discombobulated that they're almost, as it seemed like, almost surprised when they didn't put them on the press in the third period.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened early, and then Gibbon was able to hit a couple of two-point buckets. Of course, Rick Petrie to use his timeout. Then we saw that half-court pressure kind of go again, and Gibbon was kind of just still confused, still made the extra pass that they probably shouldn't have, tried to force it in too low, had the turnover. I had Gibbon for 30 turnovers on the night, so nice job by Kearney Catholic's defense, that swarming full-court press defense, 25 turnovers up Gibbon, and got quite a few points off those turnovers to indicate the final score that was 76-27.
All right, let's wrap it here. You've been listening to the Misco's post-game show. Visit Misco's at their storefront location in Ord's.